Bonus episode 4, Super Bowl date night.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Howdy, all my beautiful ladies. How are you doing? Okay, so I don't know if you got into the Super Bowl frenzy or not and you had an emergency party. Well, I am so there. And luckily, I put my chicken wings in at the freezer so they are ready, raring to go. How about you? Yeah, if you haven't listened, listen to bonus episode 3 and get some great recipes, quick things that you can throw together for a party that came at you out of nowhere. But today, I really just want to talk to you and get into your ear just a little bit about date night, Super Bowl date night. And yes, my husband's not listening to this one. But if he was, that would be awesome. Because you know why? Football, for guys, I don't know what it is, but they love it. There is just something, either they love it or they truly hate it. And if you have that man in your life that is like a football diehard, I'm telling you, take advantage of it. Yes, you heard me. Take advantage of it. This is your time to make this the best Super Bowl date night ever, 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 ever. I promise. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because we sometimes, as women, are like, really? We're going to sit around here and we're going to have about 9 to 10 hours worth of football? Really? How great can these commercials be? How great are these guys? You know, they're covered up so you can't even see how good looking they are. I mean, really? What are we doing? And the cheerleaders, I'm not watching them, but somebody else is. I don't know that I want to spend my time there. Do you ever find yourself in that funk, that Super Bowl frenzy funk? And you're like, really, guys? I just don't get this. But you see, you have to look at it from his perspective. And here is the secret, ladies. This is not about the football game. No, it's not. This is about the one you love. This is about sacrificial love for your husband, your partner. This is a chance for you to give without any expectations. And I promise you, it will come back tenfold. It will. It will indeed. Okay? But you have to give from a sacrificial heart. That's where it starts. So I wanted to just kind of give you 3 areas of really where to look at this in a different perspective. And then maybe you can have this chit chat in your head as we go along, you know, back and forth going, really, Christiane? Hadn't thought about that. Oh, well, now that I think about that, that sounds really good. You know what? Because that's what we're doing. We're having this talk together. So first of all, I want you to think of number 1, diversity. Okay. You and your spouse, your partner, you are different. Praise the Lord, you are. Because if not, you would be boring. Talk about football games being boring. You would be boring. Your relationship would be boring. So diversity brings excitement. It brings uniqueness to who you are as a couple. Yeah, take advantage of that, okay? So make note that the diverse thing, that's a good thing. If you both don't like football, that's okay. You still can make it an amazing night. Number 2, this is your time to appreciate your husband, okay? This is your time to give him kind of the attitude of thankfulness, the attitude of gratefulness, okay? And say, you know what? You work hard all the time. It's okay if you just want to sit around on your duff and gain 9 to 10 pounds eating stuff for 9 to 10 hours. And yeah, okay, sure, I can do that. Really, Christiane? Can I do that? Yes, you can do that. You see, sometimes men, they're just weird, number 1. But ultimately, this is your time to say, you know what? Thanks for being you. You are pretty awesome. And if you want to sit down for 9 to 10 hours and do nothing but watch the Super Bowl and the pregame and the aftergame and the commercial so you can chat about it around the water cooler tomorrow following the Super Bowl, well, then I'm all for it. go into it with the spirit of gratitude, okay? Both to be celebrated, diversity and gratefulness. Another one, huge. We're looking at 9 to 10 hours here, depending upon when your feed starts in your areas. And for some of you who are watching it from afar in another country, I'm not even sure what time and how it works with you guys, but I know that 9 to 10 hours, holy Toledo, that's a lot of time. You know how much I could be doing during that time. Well, guess what? Reverse it. Think about this. Think about 9 to 10 hours of spending that minute, that, you know, hour to almost a half a day with the one you love the most. Yes, it's called quality time. And maybe to you, sitting there on the couch next to your hubby or your partner is really not what you want to do. You would much rather be, gosh, I could be writing that book, or man, I could be on Pinterest doing something really cool, or the girls and I could be shopping for that matter. Why not? I don't want to sit here and do this, but no. Again, diversity, being grateful, spending quality time with your husband, with your partner. That is so important. And to them, they're going to cherish that. Wow, you sat here and you didn't even complain. I'm amazed. You didn't say, oh, I wish, can't I just go? Oh, man, I have so much to do. Really, I could be doing the laundry. I would much rather be doing the dishes instead of sitting here with you. Oh, ow, that hurts. Yeah, it does hurt, and it cuts to the core. So sometimes, lady, we just have to sit and zip it up. Zip it. I'm telling you, if football isn't your thing, it's okay. But remember, what is special is the diversity that this brings to you as a couple. It's the appreciation you can give your spouse, the one you love the most. And on top of that, it's quality time. Yes, all of that. And it's so important, okay? Another thing that, you know, I kind of wonder about, because we're like, really, the game? I really don't like the game. Now, actually, for me personally, since my husband's not listening, I think sometimes I'm the bigger football fan. Yes, I grew up in a football family. And if football was on, my dad was watching it. And so we didn't have 2, 3, 4 TVs in the household at that time. Yes, I know I'm dating myself again. I'm very old. But we had a TV. And so if it was time to watch, we were watching the game, by golly. Okay, Dad, sure. But you know what? I actually became to love the game. And I enjoy it. I love college ball. NFL, I watch it too. I enjoy it. It just depends on which team I'm following at the time. Remember, I moved around a ton, so I have lots of teams that I enjoy. And some I just really don't root for. But I'll leave that for another episode. Now, you say, okay, really? So you love football. That's great. But what about me? I don't love football. That's fine. That is okay. Have the talk in your head. I do not have to like football to enjoy my Super Bowl date night. Yeah, say it again. I do not have to love football in order to enjoy my Super Bowl date night. Yeah, you don't. Because you know why? There's so many other things. Think about it. The commercials. Have you seen the previews of the commercials? Okay, I don't know why they even say they're going to be there, because we're all watching them already and they're already on YouTube and splattered all over the place. But some of them are really fun. In fact, one of them I watched, I was already crying. Really? Yes, I'm one that cries at commercials. I know it may be silly, but that's my tender heart. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. So if nothing else, have fun with the commercials. Enjoy them. That's going to give you something to talk about. And when you happen to be another week later and you're with your hubby, and guess what? Guys come up and say, oh, did you see that play? I cannot believe it. At least you can say, yes. And did you know that Super Bowl commercial? How did you like da 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 da? They'll think you actually watched the game, even though you really weren't there focused on the game. You still were present, and your hubby will be like, oh, wow, she was really there. This is cool. Shh, secrets. I tell you, secrets, okay? All right, another one is, I don't understand the game. Well, guess what? It's okay not to understand the game. Follow their lead. When they yell, you get to yell. How awesome of a stress reliever is that? Ah, ah, you all can yell together. Ah, ah. I know, but it is fun. And you know what? For me, I'm the yeller in the house. In fact, my children say, Mom, you're so loud when football's on. Yes, I am, because I feel it. You know what? I should be coaching on the sidelines. Well, at least I feel like when I'm yelling, they hear me. It doesn't make a difference, but I enjoy it, and it's a great stress reliever. So if you're not following the game and you're not one who does, that's okay. Yell when they yell. Get excited when they get excited. Because remember, what's a touchdown? It's when that ball crosses that big goal line, that little U thing that has a stick on the bottom of it. Yep, that is where you're headed. So you know the basics. You can get through it. Touchdown! Yes, and your hubby and your partner will be like, wow, this is really great. Thanks, hun. Yeah, maybe a little extra loving. Yes. You see, this is your time to spend. Make this time that's quality time. Time of gratitude for the one that you love. And to celebrate the diversity within your relationship. Because you know what? Super Bowl date night can be awesome. I'm already making plans. Yes, I am. And it's going to be a blast. I can't wait. You know what? Be sure, share them with me. I want to hear about it. And if you want some other things and you're like, after the party, you're like, oh, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Guess what? You can go to createyournow.com and you can get a meal plan. Yes. So then you'll start feeling better in about 2 to 3 days because you'll be back on track. All right, you can do this. Make this Super Bowl date night the best date night ever. Your focus is your love for your hubby, your love for your spouse, your love for your partner. I'm telling you, it's the love there that you share for them, not the love of the game. You all go out, make it a Super Bowl date night. Have a blast. May the best team win. All fair and square. I'm just saying, no deflatable balls, if you know what I mean. All right, you guys have a blessed one. Love you. We'll see you on the other side. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.